USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate rejects two rival spending bills that would have ended the partial government shutdown. What this means is hundreds of thousands of federal workers will miss their second paycheck on Friday. Shortly after the bill, Texas Senator John Cornyn took to the Senate floor.
There are solutions that can be worked out if we consult the experts, the Border Patrol, to find out what exactly they need for border security that will meet with public approval along the border and represent a win-win.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is glad President Trump made the decision not to hold the State of the Union address until the government opens back up.
I'm glad we have that off the table because it was about the least important thing we have to talk about. What we have to talk about is opening up government to recognize the pain and unfairness of this shutdown to America's working families.
This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Arctic air is descending on parts of the Midwest, sending the region into a deep freeze through the end of the month. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
That's the forecast from AccuWeather that tells us this air mass will be colder than the one last weekend. Meanwhile, Sarah Orsi of FlightAware tells us it's been a difficult day for the airlines due to the weather.
So far today, we have about 3,860 delays.
The hardest hit airline so far today is Utah-based SkyWest.
Today, in terms of airline disruption, SkyWest is the most impacted. They've canceled about 150 flights today.
There's been some discussion and debate as far as who should get the reward money in the finding of 13-year-old Wisconsin girl Jamie Kloss. Now, two companies, Hormel and Genio, both said they would donate $25,000, so that's $50,000, to anyone who could lead to the safe return of Kloss. Well, both companies announced that the reward money would be going to Kloss herself. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
West Virginia Governor Jim Justice says if President Trump is unable to deliver the 2019 State of the Union address at the Capitol due to a request from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, he would welcome him to give it in West Virginia instead. The West Virginia governor, a Republican, joins Fox News and says Speaker of the House Pelosi is out of touch with the mainstream.
Pelosi is so far out in left field that you can't even see her. They need to come to the table. You know, the reason I switched parties is just real simple. You know, the Democrats were moving in a direction where you could get nothing done and there was no hope whatsoever. He's asking for something that will help all of us to protect our borders, to keep the bad stuff out. And what is the other side doing? The other side is just hitting back and saying, no, because we don't like you. We're not going to do it because we don't like you.
A measles outbreak has triggered a public health emergency in Clark County, Washington. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
It's home to more than 6,000 public school students who are not vaccinated for measles. 23 cases of the disease are now confirmed, and that number could explode. Public Health Director Dr. Alan Melnick.
We have not seen any cases in vaccinated people.
The disease is so highly contagious that if one person has it, a person nearby who hasn't been vaccinated is 90% likely to catch it.
You can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. Three individuals from Missouri and Iowa were arrested by a Utah Highway Patrol trooper after stolen guns and marijuana were allegedly found inside a vehicle on Interstate 15 late Tuesday night. A fire at a mobile home park on North Dixie Downs Road caused extensive damage that left a family displaced and a trailer destroyed early yesterday morning. The driver of a pickup truck ran a stop sign on Mid Valley Road in Enoch Tuesday night that resulted in a T-bone collision that injured another driver. And after receiving feedback and concerns from hundreds of parents last month over a proposal to merge two St. George elementary schools, Washington County School District has brought another proposal to the County Board of Education for consideration. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 52 today, clear and 32 tonight, sunny and 51 tomorrow. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Is it possible to get a tax credit for having to endure Nancy Pelosi this long? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, you call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic, and it's self-evident.
Hi there. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. You can also catch us on Twitter, Kate on the Blaze, and then on Facebook, it is the Kate Daly Show. And I'm so happy to have you. I'm happy to have Uncle Milty.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm good.
And we've got Chris Ann Hall. And Chris Ann Hall, the constitutional expert and attorney that joins us every Thursday. I'm so happy. We have a lot to dish about and talk about. But we were laughing about an hour ago. We were talking about Nancy and listening to this wrap-up smear. And I was telling Uncle Milty, you know, her meeting with St. Peter at the Pearly Gates would be very interesting. What'd you do, Nancy, your whole life? I was in charge of the wrap-up smear. I violated a commandment every day, and I was really good at bearing false witness, and I was just a total doofus to people, and hated, and I actually was super good at slandering them. Good, Nancy. That sounds wonderful. That's how I envision her. It's pretty amazing when you hear these people speak, and you think, they're doing this for real. I mean, she was really describing mm-hmm. this. So it just never ceases to amaze me that we're watching this game played out, and how she got to be Queen Bee on the Hill. I'll never know that one. That one is more baffling than I still don't know, except for her mob family.
It's a political temper tantrum.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, she held her breath longer mm-hmm. than any of the other Dems in, you know, who have been in for 40 years. So she won the blue girl in the corner contest.
Yes, she did. Wrap-up smear. Yes. And so what would you tell Trump to do? What advice would you give Trump?
Oh, well, it's very simple, because here's what I think he should do. I think he should give the State of the Union address, mm-hmm. and he should either do it on camera at the Oval Office.
Mm-hmm.
He could go back and do an SDR fireside chat, you know, just
I think that'd be awesome.
Steal one of their icons.
And tell Congress to listen.
Have like a real fireplace and a video, because, you know, FDR didn't have that.
Yeah.
And then we could have, or he could stand before the Senate mm-hmm. and give the State of the Union address.
Yes,
and in which he issues an invitation. I think he should send an email invitation to every single House member mm-hmm. and say, this year, this particular State of the Union address, we're gonna switch up tradition. We're gonna hold it in the Senate, and mm-hmm. if you're welcome to come if you want to come. And then I think my husband really liked this little piece of advice.
Okay.
So I think then that Donald Trump should make a really big production of it. And he should stand there, and he should open up a really old copy, something they have in the Library of Congress, of the Constitution mm. of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he should open up that document, And then he should look down and then look up at the people and say, I am reading from Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution. And it reads as follows. He, and then look up and say, that means the president, which is me, shall from time to time give to the Congress information of the State of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as he, looking up, that's me, the president, shall judge necessary and expedient. And then very delicately close it and look it up and say, in being true to my oath of office to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and because of my love for America, I am holding true to this Constitution under Article 2, Section 3, and holding this State of the Union address to give my advice and consideration and recommendations to the Congress. It is unfortunate, however, that there are some people who take the same oath who have no consideration for the Constitution whatsoever and do not want me to follow Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution and give the State of the Union.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful.
I say do it. My idea was...
Seriously, because he likes poking her in the face.
He likes poking her
in the eye. That would be a great poke in the eye. Can you imagine... Yeah. Seriously, I would love to be able to imagine what that looks like.
He really could have fun with this. My idea was that he had it at medieval times, and then they could be chomping on turkey legs and then sporting robes and crowns, and then...
Mine's a little bit more dramatic, I think,
jousting, and I mean some fun. I think he actually should really have some fun with this. I do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just because she's so silly.
Either way, he should make the reading of Article 2, Section 3 as a part of the State of the Union address.
Oh, I think it would be brilliant. I really do. I honestly think that if he did that, I think so many people would stop and just sort of, I don't know, maybe look at him a little differently. The haters, you know, the people that just hate him, but they don't know why. I just think it'd be kind of fun if he, at this point, because everybody's thinking the same thing, aren't you, Uncle Milty? Mm-hmm. It's like the stupid game is just, it's done. We're done. We're done as a public. Like, come on, you know.
Well, you know what? We're done with Pelosi. Kate, I had posted this stuff on Twitter, and some crazy person tweeted back to me that I was an idiot because Nancy Pelosi runs the House. And so then I was forced to post on Twitter, Nancy Pelosi does not run the House. She is a member of Congress. Her job is to represent the people in the district which she represents. And my representative is not ruled over by her and needs to open his mouth and say something about this.
Yes.
And don't you know the trolls came out of the woodwork like cockroaches? It was just on a rainy day. It was absolutely crazy. You're stupid. You don't know the Constitution. Of course, the Speaker of the House rules, and she's in control, and she controls this, and she controls that. And all I could do was respond with, spoken like a true subject. Thank you very much. And so I don't get this. There's a lot of people out there, Kate, who actually like the rulership of that is appearing to exist in Washington, D.C. They want to be ruled, and it's just mind-boggling. And we
created all the pomp and circumstance. It was never this way. Uncle Milty?
This morning at her news conference, at her weekly news conference, Pelosi made it very clear, and I quote, "We are doing what we have been doing all along," the speaker added. "We have been working on our congressional responsibility to write bills."
Yeah, because that's the oath. I do solemnly swear that I will write bills.
I do want to write. I want a bill written right now for the Nancy Pelosi tax credit. We have to endure. We get some taxes back. You know, it is really, we created all the pomp and circumstance. We created everything around this whole dog and pony show. And so if the American people could actually start speaking up and saying, you know what, we don't want all that anymore. Knock it off. We're good. I think that would I think that would play it. Just, I don't know, just give us volumes to work with in the future. And I do think that he honestly should have some fun with this. And Nancy, it's always interesting to me when she thought she should use the big jet to go and fly over to assure alliances with our alliances. And I was laughing because I'm like, how does that help your district over there in San Francisco? They always take on these roles. And she says, well, I'm speaker. That doesn't mean you go over to, to NATO. I mean, why do these people get that in their head? I don't understand that one. It doesn't help her district, and that's the only people she represents. That's it, right? That's all.
Here's the thing. She doesn't think she represents her district anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks that she represents the world.
Yeah,
we have built this idea that the Speaker of the House is all powerful. Did you know that in some committees, the Speaker of the House has 5 votes?
Really?
In one committee, the Speaker of the House will have 5 votes.
Well, that fits right in with a lot of Democrats. They have 5 votes in the general election.
right.
And my grandmother that passed away. Yeah, my Aunt Maud.
And my dog has a human name.
You're right. And so we have the thing that's been pressed in our minds as subjects is third in line for the presidency. It's like we're just wanting people to get knocked off because we keep talking in those terms. Third in line for the presidency. You'll hear her say it over and over again. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing we've got to stop doing. You know what? By the way, our country would run for 2 seconds without somebody at the helm. And I always laugh when in movies, they make it this huge thing racing down in slow motion to be the next leader, as if our country would fall apart within a matter of 2.2 seconds. We have got to stop thinking in those terms. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. It is ridiculous. Oh, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. And so I would
like for people to realize that, number one, Pelosi does not own the House. And number two, that the president can give the State of the Union in the Senate or in the Oval Office or God forbid, don't stretch your eyes out of the bathroom if he wants to.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it is a constitutional thing for him to do, not something that he seeks permission from Nancy Pelosi to do.
Oh, I so agree. I wouldn't care if he rented a cruise ship, took people on a cruise and did it there. This is getting ridiculous. I would actually like him to write it. I think if he wrote it, it would be short and sweet. It would be what it is. And then people could realize what it's supposed to look like.
Well, that's what Jefferson did. Jefferson said, I'm not going to do this. This is too kingly for me. I'm not going to go stand up in front of these people.
Well,
plus, he didn't like a lot of the opposition party in there anyway. No, that so was, I don't blame him.
I mean, Hamilton would have loved it. But, it's funny because he really would have. But
he wanted to be king.
Yeah. Tip O'Neill did this to Reagan, but he also followed it up with, go do it in the Senate.
Yeah.
You're not going to do it in my house. Go do it in the Senate. And so,
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we've had it. And I think that, who cares? It's a speech. I don't think he's not solving world peace. He's giving just a little speech that we all know what he's going to say. So just give it, be done with it, and have it being stopped as leverage. So they can't use it as leverage anymore. That's why I think he should write it or just read it on TV today and just be done. Let's just get it over with. Because it's not that big of a deal, and he's not going to say anything in it. We don't know. Be right back with Chris Ann Hall.
Seriously though, what's the most important thing in buying a car? Price. And I always have people asking me, Jared, how do you have the lowest price in 500 miles? And I tell them, the answer is you have to have a huge selection. You have to have hundreds of cars. Then you have to have a service center that can recondition those cars and make sure they're pristine. Because why? You warranty all those cars. By the way, service centers open to the public with one of the cheapest labor rates in town, I might add. And then you obviously have to have the financing lined up. You got to be preferred with all of our local lenders. And you have to have the option to carry people in-house, which we do. And finally, you need the team. You got to create a culture where they're delivering the greatest experience at the best value. And that is how you become the fastest growing independent dealer in Southern Utah. Boom.
Visit stgautodeals.com.
Join Larry Bradley, therapist, lecturer, and published author every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on St. George News Radio for Leave It to Larry, brought to you by Dixie Family Skills Center. It's all about learning how to live happy, demonstrating that happiness is within everyone's reach. If you're unhappy with your spouse, unemployment, or your children, if you don't handle stress well or struggle with being more negatively attuned, then come and learn. It'll change how you see everything and perhaps provide you for the first time in your life the power to live happy. Leave It to Larry, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. right here on St. George News Radio.
Outdoor Living has the finest selection of customizable designer patio furniture in Southern Utah, and they're having a year-end inventory clearance sale. Outdoor Living needs to move everything from 2018. Find prices as low as 60% off on outdoor dining sets, outdoor fireplaces, and aluminum and wicker furniture. Things will go quick, so stop in today. Do incredible things with your outdoor spaces so you'll absolutely love where you live. Outdoor Living, located on the south end of Bluff in the former Deseret Book location.
Subaru Outback is built to take you places you've never been. Maybe it's time to test drive, because right now at Findlay Subaru, get 0% financing on all new 2019 Outback models through January 31st. Come drive Ascent, Subaru's biggest SUV ever, with seating for up to 8. Or drive the all-new 2019 Forester with more horsepower and interior space. Whatever Subaru fits your wants, you'll find it at Findlay Subaru, on the saving side of the freeway, because we believe in you.
Financing with approved credit with Subaru Motors Finance.
Are you giving your Social Security dollars back to the government? It happens every day to people who don't have an effective Social Security strategy. The right plan for accessing your Social Security benefits can mean hundreds of thousands of dollars to you and your spouse's retirement income. Don't make the costly mistake of being unprepared in retirement. Call the New Millennium Group right now at 888-999-6370 for a free Social Security optimization report. Take advantage of proven strategies to help maximize your Social Security benefits. You've paid into this system your entire career. Don't make the same mistakes that cost people hundreds of thousands of dollars of their hard-earned benefits. Call the New Millennium Group right now at 888-999-6370 and arm yourself with a free Social Security Optimization Report. It's absolutely free, it's easy, and could dramatically change your retirement. Call the New Millennium Group right now at 888-999-6370 or visit them at utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net.
Are you in the market for a new or nearly new car? Are you dreading the process of dealing with high-pressure sales? We do things differently here at Newbies. This is Eric Todd with Newbie Buick GMC, and we've listened to our customers. They have told us they want a simple and easy way to buy a car. That's why we created the Newbie Internet Pricing Policy and Sales Process. The price you see online is the price you get here. We post our prices clearly on every car, truck, and SUV for everyone to see, even our competition. Let me introduce to you our salesperson of the month, Todd Johnson.
If you're looking for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, then come see me, Todd Johnson, at Newbie Buick GMC. My goal is to get you all the information you need to help you make the decision, and I will work hard to make the sales process easy and find the perfect car for you.
Shop online for your next car, SUV, or truck anywhere you are. Go to newbiebuick.com for leasing specials, internet pricing, and daily updates. Experience car buying the Newbie way at newbiebuickgmc.com today.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Make the world go away and get it off my
Raise your hand if this is how you're feeling today. It's how I'm feeling. Chris Ann Hall joins us. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty here as well in studio. And Chris Ann Hall, I mean, I'm feeling that way more and more every day. But I'm glad that you weighed in on the lunacy. And I was resonating that idea of him just reading the Constitution. Wouldn't that just be great?
That would be awesome.
Nothing else. Just read the Constitution.
Yeah, I think it would be cool. You could do the whole production. He could give a whole history of it. He could give the little story about how Jefferson refused to even stand up and do the State of the Union address because he thought it was too kingly, mm-hmm. and then he just issued it in writing. So that's the thing. It's like you said, it would be cool if he wrote it. There's nothing in the Constitution that says he has to. I mean, obviously, there was no television back then, so he couldn't have done it in television, and there's nothing in the Constitution that says he has to do it in person.
He could
write it. That would be perfectly acceptable. But nonetheless, the Constitution says he needs to do it.
You know what? We're missing even the best part of this. We would not have to listen to CNN try to fact check.
Yeah.
What would they fact check? Mm. Honestly.
Or the DNC rebuttal.
Yeah, they do. Well, we disagree with that governing document of the United States of America.
What year was it that mm-hmm. they changed the Constitution that he had to give the State of the Union address to the people?
Yeah, well, that was the other point that we made on the show, is that, remember, the State of the Union says to Congress. But
right.
Because here's where it changed, though. It actually changed it started changing with Teddy Roosevelt's errant doctrine of the stewardship doctrine, which Teddy Roosevelt started this ideology that it was the president's job to take care of the people and take care of America. The formal word of that is the formal name of that is the stewardship doctrine. And then FDR started the fireside chats where he spoke to the people. And so it's this whole ideology, this whole idea that the president represents the people. The president does not represent the people. He represents the states in foreign affairs. And so, he doesn't have to give it to the people. As a matter of fact, the people aren't even the recipients of the State of the Union.
Right.
It is to Congress.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Well, it would be like the CEO mm-hmm. of Ford Motor Company talking to everybody who bought a Ford.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At some point, we dismantle the very things we've propped up and made so institutional through the years. And just because they've done them doesn't mean that we should still do them. We have a chance to kind of correct and maybe come back and rein ourselves in and stop expecting the pomp and circumstance. Because when Nancy Pelosi does get up and say, I'm 39 for the presidency, and, I'm in charge of Congress and I write bills, the American people don't say anything because they don't know that that's not, that she doesn't need to keep hounding on this and that it's ridiculous. So if we could just, I think, just correct, I think it'd be so awesome. Just some basic understanding would be just phenomenal. I also wanted you to comment on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, there's some things going on, Kate, that, again, are being misrepresented in the news. For example, we had the Supreme Court, the news reported that the Supreme Court upheld Donald Trump's ban on transgendered people in the military. That's simply not true. That's not even what happened. So what happened is some people mm-hmm. sued the Trump administration for the executive order, or sued Donald Trump for the executive order to remove transgendered people from the military.
Mm-hmm.
When those people sued, what they did is they issued they requested an injunction to block Donald Trump's executive mm-hmm. order so that the transgender people that are in the military could stay there.
Right.
What the Supreme Court did was simply say, we're not going to give any opinion on this, and it's going to have to go through the lower court before it comes to us, which means the injunction doesn't go in place and the executive order stands. So it was not the Supreme Court upholding the thing. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, it was actually kind of more beneficial to the transgender people mm-hmm. because now they will get pushed into the lower courts faster without the injunction. And it's quite likely, you know, given where the suits are filed, that the lower courts will then hold against the executive order. And unfortunately, we know this president has a tendency to abide by the lower court orders, even though he doesn't have to.
All righty then. And I also, I love it. Thank you for wrapping that one up. And I also wanted to get your take. What did the Constitution say to do about Venezuela?
I don't know. Answer this question for me, Kate, because I'm a little confused. Did Venezuela become a territory of the United States at some point in time? Because unless Venezuela became a territory of the United States at some time, Venezuela is not our business.
Yep. Yep. I concur.
Doesn't that depend on how many Puerto Ricans immigrate to Venezuela?
Well, I don't know. Does America become Syria the more refugees we take?
Almost.
Sanctuary city, baby.
I mean, seriously, politically speaking, well, socially speaking, maybe, but politically speaking, no.
But here's the argument. But they need capitalism, but they're in a bind, but they have socialism that is, they put themselves in a dire situation all the way along.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, should we help?
Socialism sucks. Yeah, you know, we do. Mm-hmm. We say, you know, hate it for you, socialism sucks, but here, we've got a great constitution you can model yours after once you overthrow your socialist government.
Yeah, and here's Alexandria Cortez.
That's what we did in 1776.
Right? Yes. And we're going to ship Alexandria Cortez to you as your new leader because she's got it going on. And that's
that's a good idea, Kate. We say, hey, but we've got some really brilliant people who already are in our government that we can send to you.
That love their kind of government. Yeah, they love that.
And here's the good news. Uh-huh. They're looking for a job because right now they're not getting paid.
Yeah. So...
They probably won't get paid there either.
I'm going to go with you on that. I think we should just ship down the ones that want to turn America into it. They'll be happy down there. They've already got it all laid out and done for them, and they can just join in. I feel like there's a lot of Americans, and I understand where they're coming from because they have nice ideas, and it sounds great, and it feels good, and I you want to help because we're helping people. But we have a history of meddling in coups, and at some point I think we have to realize that and realize what is our purview and what is not, what is our authority and what is not, and so even with the best intentions, even somebody that just wants to help, is there anything that you would do to go help?
You know,
that's the hard part.
That's kind of a difficult question, Kate. Mm-hmm. But here's my perspective on that.
Okay.
I would help when they start helping themselves.
Yeah, because they're going to have to pull themselves out of this so it doesn't happen again.
Because I'm not going to go and be their help. That's not what help is.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're actually making an effort, and their effort... So here's my example. Here we are fighting in 1776 against Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
What are we fighting for? What is the long-term goal? Are we actually fighting for things that are in line with the ideology of our constitutional republic? Because when we were fighting Great Britain, France and Spain and Holland helped us,
mm-hmm.
right? They helped us, mm-hmm. but they didn't help us at the beginning. Okay, so you're going to have to take the initiative on your own.
Right.
And once you take the initiative on your own, and we see that what you're fighting, it's not like the Arab Spring, right? We're not over there supposed to be fighting for people who want to establish the Muslim Brotherhood as government, mm-hmm. okay, mm-hmm. or want to establish democracies. We need to be helping people that want to follow our example and establish liberty in a constitutional republic.
Right. Right. And if they got themselves there, just like we're doing now in this country, this is us 20 years from now, if they're allowing this kind of stuff to go through, then how would they ever stop it from happening again if they don't pull themselves out, right?
Right.
So,
that's what we were having. One of my problems with the refugee status that we have is, why aren't we helping refugees not come to America, but why aren't we helping them stay in their country and fight for their country. Mm-hmm. Right?
And
so
we do.
We're taking in all these people who, mm-hmm. who won't fight for their own country. What happens if something hit here? They're not going to fight for ours.
Yeah. And you know what? Isn't this a good classic example of why you don't go around taking the taxpayer dollars without their consent and funding every country around the globe? Because the money isn't working if we're having to deal with this stuff. The money was supposed to be the caveat that said, hey, this is some money for your country. You go fight for what's right. They didn't. So now we're still giving out the money and we're still dealing with this immigration. We're still dealing with Venezuela. We're still dealing with all this. That's the best reason in the world. Proof on the platter to take the money back and say no more. It didn't work.
Well, here we go. We start helping people rebuild socialist governments. We're going to become their pocketbook.
Yeah.
Because socialism only works as long as you have somebody else's money.
Yep.
And Venezuela doesn't have any more money. That's what's the problem. So we go run in there and help them. We're going to be the somebody else's money.
Yeah. Yeah. And pretty soon we're going to cease to be America if we keep going, because we're just right. We keep forfeiting who we are in the name of more voters for the Democrat Party. And also, you know, the silliness that the fact that we're even talking about $5 billion for a wall is pretty funny at this point, because we need the wall. And so he should read the Constitution. You know what he should back that up with is, you know what, states, we'll give you all the support we can. States, let's start building. Let's start doing. Let's start going for it. States,
yeah,
I support you. I mean, they're
okay,
not going to
so
give up the dollar.
Here's the thing, Kate. Why are our governors sitting around like a bunch of subjects, barons mm-hmm. in a kingdom, waiting for the king to grant them permission? Governors have more authority, more power, more autonomous power than the president could ever even imagine. And so what I don't understand is why isn't Greg Abbott stepping up and saying, okay, you know what, I took an oath, especially in Texas, I took an oath to the people of Texas. I took an oath to defend these people and defend our border, our their safety and their liberty and their property, and we're going to do that. So Texas, we're going to build this border. And hey, California, if you're not going to build your border, we're going to build a border between California and Texas.
Yeah. Amen to that. I mean, that's really that way you remove all leverage. It's not, and it also shows us, the people and the states, our big reminder, right? Go ahead.
Our governors have actually become more like the lords in Britain,
oh,
in England,
yeah, yeah,
where
yeah.
They get everything from the king
right.
to do his bidding.
Yeah,
right.
For sure. Oh, for sure. And so, you know, we need a good reminder that the states need to lead and that the president is supportive of that. You know, he doesn't have to do anything. He
right.
just has to say, you have my support, states.
Yep.
And if he said that, man, all the people, I think, would rally. I really do, because there's a solution
yeah.
right there. Right?
And as president, he could call a meeting of all the governors and work it all out.
Yep. ChrisAnnHall.com. ChrisAnnHall.com. Get over there. She's amazing, as you could clearly see. Thank
yes.
you, Chris Ann. Appreciate
God
you.
Bless, guys.
God
you
bless.
It's time for the Super Sale at the Ashley Home Store. Kick off the new year with style and great deals starting at just $249 or 36 months special financing. Check out this queen upholstered bed for just $499. How about this power sofa for $500 off? Dinner time is better with this five-piece dining room set for just $299. Plus, you can save up to 60% on all accessories. Make your way into the Ashley Sleep Center and get 3 years, no interest, no minimum purchase on your next mattress from Ashley Sleep, Sealy, or Beautyrest. But there's more! Check out floor models, sofa sets, sectionals, and bedroom sets that have been marked down drastically up to 50%. We gotta make room for new arrivals. It's the Super Sale. At the locally owned and operated Ashley Home Store, East Red Cliffs Drive, in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. All financing OAC. See store for details.
You're gonna love this Ashley Furniture Home.
Have you heard about point-of-care testing? It's been available in much of the world for years, and now it's finally come to Utah. Stuckey Family Pharmacy now offers point-of-care testing. That means you can go to the pharmacy for flu, strep, cholesterol, and glucose tests. You'll get results within minutes. You'll be able to discuss your results with the pharmacist, and when appropriate, get the proper prescription medications through their point-of-care providers, all in one stop. Think about it. Your child wakes up with a fever, sore throat. You can quickly
quickly get an answer without having to wait all day at a doctor's office. Stuckey Family Pharmacy will work closely with your primary care provider, and if they think you need to see the doctor, they'll tell you. Imagine the time you'll save. As you know, Sam and his team at Stuckey Family Pharmacy strive to provide quality patient care. Point-of-care testing is just the next step in keeping our community healthy. Quicker diagnosis and treatment will save lives. Point-of-care testing. Learn more at StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com. Stuckey Family Pharmacy, leading the way.
The most advanced breakthroughs in sleep have always started with Tempur-Pedic. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Tempur-Pedic technology was designed for NASA, for astronauts, for crying out loud. It doesn't get any more scientifically advanced than that, but you don't need a degree in physics to appreciate it. You just have to sleep on it. And with the Pro Adapt line, Tempur-Pedic takes it to an entirely new level of comfort. Try a Tempur-Pedic Pro Adapt today at Best Mattress, home of the Sleep Easy Guarantee.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commissions even when you're losing money? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for Safe Money Radio every Friday at 5 to 6 and Saturday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Finley Hyundai.
It's game on this month at Finley Hyundai. With their most advanced starting lineup of SUVs ever. Check the 2019 Santa Fe Family Getaway SUV. Check 2019 Tucson. Sporty, sensible, and just the right size. Check the all-new Kona. Stylish, bold, fresh. Hyundai's first subcompact crossover. Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles powertrain limited warranty.
If you're thinking SUV,
think Hyundai.
Finley Hyundai on the savings side of the freeway.
FinleyHyundaiSt.George.com.
For the last decade, Red River Health and Wellness has been changing people's lives here in Southern Utah, even achieving 4.8 out of 5 on Google. But don't take our word for it. Here's what they have to say about their actual experience. Lisa C. said,
I've been working with Red River for 3 months now, and he has made me feel so much better. More energy, no brain fog. He is very knowledgeable. I'm so grateful I found him. He's worth going to. I love the fact that he wants to fix things with food.
This is Dr. Joshua Redd, chiropractic physician at Red River Health and Wellness. Our patients really say it best. Most of them come to us after they've run out of options and answers. I want you to know that you don't have to suffer anymore. We are so passionate about helping you, we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you aren't satisfied within the first 30 days, we give you your money back. Let us help you remember what it's like to feel good again.
Call Red River Health and Wellness Chiropractic Physicians today. 855-55-RIVER.
Call Red River today.
Do you know what a child who can't read grows up to be? A statistic.
I know I should read to my son more, but I'm just too tired.
Well, how tired will you be of getting notes from school that your child can't keep up with the class? 2 out of 3 African-American fourth graders are struggling to read. Reading to your child now for just 15 minutes a day can make a lifetime of difference. To get Read and Rise, a free booklet on how you can help your child become a good reader, call 1-866-522-READ. A public service message brought to you by the National Urban League and the Ad Council.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I love this text that I got from Susan. She said, how about he just text Twitter? Sorry. How about he just tweet the whole Constitution in pieces? He'll have 43 million people looking at it rather than just like 15 million watching it.
Really?
Brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah. And here's the deal. We already know what he's going to say, right? I already know what he's going to say. I'm going to tune out because I already know what he's going to say. The Democrats, the progressive liberals, are already going to hate it. Hasn't even been spoken yet. Doesn't even matter. Whatever he says, they'll hate. So if we can take the wind out from under that, could everybody right now tweet him and just say, at Real Donald Trump, please just read the Constitution as your speech. Please just do us a favor. It'll probably be the best speech we ever get as the American people right now. And you know who it'll benefit the most? all of those people in the Senate and Congress who haven't read it.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, that would be all.
It would be all of them. And what he can do is really impress upon them maybe some learning, and they'll get to hear it for the first time, and they'll be amazed by it. And then we can go on with the whatever business, if you want to call it, of government. But give us a moment of clarity in America. Read the Constitution as the speech. I would be blown away, amazed, and tickled pink if he did this.
Yeah.
What advice would you give Donald Trump? What would you tell him to do today if you had his ear for about 5 minutes? What would you tell him to do? How would you tell him to conduct this speech and to do this speech? Because after all, it is just a speech. It's almost a speech that really doesn't even need to be made, doesn't need to be made in January, doesn't even really need to happen because now we have things like emails. And I mean, he could email every single one of the Congress, you know, and deliver the speech in writing, or he could just basically converse with them on GoToMeeting, GoToMeeting.com. There's a lot of things he could do.
Yes.
That would actually have better impact in this moment than just not doing that. I mean, you know what I mean?
I do. And I think for sure that he should notify the people of the United States that the State of the Union address was not meant for them.
Yes.
It's meant for Congress.
Yeah. And
we shouldn't actually even be involved.
Right. You're absolutely right. So he could read it. He could say, this is for Congress,
mm-hmm.
but you guys are invited to stay.
Sure.
That way, really make that point. It'll be the best thing we've heard in decades. I think so. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. And then, what's up?
I would like to write the speech for him.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. This ought to be good.
I really would.
Yeah? I would be interested in what you had to say, actually.
The state of our union is terrible, and it's all because of you, Congress.
It's all because of you. Oh, boy. You know, and with Congress not acting, I was saying this earlier, that, you know, he's taking all the brunt of this, but it would be really nice for him to shine the light on Congress and say, you could have done this when you had power. Why didn't you?
Yeah.
But he's being classy. He's being really classy, and he's saying, I'm not going to do it. I'll take the heat. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. Just make it real simple. Just have him give the speech at the halftime at the Super Bowl. Probably better than
You rock.
Great.
You are the best. Okay, I love it. That's perfect.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Oh,
Super Bowl halftime.
Gladys Knight, move over. Trump has an itty bitty speech to make.
Yeah.
Do you know what? That would be awesome.
That would be great.
I love that idea.
Tweet that to him.
Tweet that, yeah. I just want him to read the Constitution, but I think the venue would be awesome. I know Mark Levine, thanks Pete, Mark Levine was saying he should just do it in Independence Hall. But I truly, for all that is holy, I believe in my heart of hearts that if he did the Constitution, it would have more impact on everybody. If you could erase the fact checkers, the stupid rebuttals that we have to sit through, the asinine, you know, I think he said this. No, he said what he said. Anyway, if we could just alleviate the nonsense, I think it would just be great.
Yeah.
Gosh, it would be fun for once to listen to that. I've never, you know, is the Constitution fun? Not really, but man, the point that it would make. Oh, I love the idea of halftime at the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah. Are you tweeting that right now?
Yeah,
you just tweeted that, didn't you?
I just tweeted that to the president.
Can everybody just jump on, please, and just tweet him and just tell him this so that we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he does pay attention to what that says.
Yeah.
I'm sure he has a staff that reports to him every day about what gets tweeted to him.
Yeah, he does. Actually, a pretty big one. But you know what, though? If they could come back with that response, maybe he'd go, ooh, that's a good one. We would alleviate, you know, all of those other issues. So I like that idea a lot. And I was thinking of more, you know, medieval times and things like that, because I think at this point you make a joke of it. If you really, you know, you kind of go, all right, if this is what we're going to do to it, why don't we go all the way? Let's just go all the way. And also, I want to know what you would do with Venezuela. Now, I think we have well-intentioned out there that really want to do something. And I understand because I start thinking about it in those terms and I totally understand. But we have to, I think at this point, reel ourselves back. I really do. I hope we do that because listening to somebody earlier, we're saying, you know, that war drum is beating.
Yes, so it is.
We really need to, while we have a chance, is to make sure that those wishes are known too, that we just get out. We just get out. I just think we'd be so much better off for that, truly.
I think we just really need to concentrate on what's going on in our country and end all this other nonsense.
Yes, we
bring our military home, get out of all these little wars, and concentrate on what's going on here in the United States of America. Find out how many people are really hungry in this country.
Yeah. Okay, I could go with that. I could also go with some education. I could go with what do they call that? You know, shoring up our own troops, if you will, our citizenry. Yeah. You know, strengthening the citizenry, because if we're being Alexandria Cortez every day in the media, and there are the youth that are going along with that, then we need to stop that. That needs a tourniquet. That girl needs a tourniquet. She, we have to stop this nonsense of them trying to sell us this box of rocks. The worst thing for them to see is Venezuela in the news because it shows everyone that it doesn't work. And so I'm always laughing at that, but they truly are trying to sell it. And we really do need to cut that off and say, let's train the American people back to the Constitution.
You know what I was wondering the other night, seriously? Mm-hmm. She loves socialism so much, but how would she feel if she really went down to Venezuela right now and spent a month there on one of these congressional junkets?
You know what?
To see what's really going on.
She's, you know what an idiot she is. We could tell her she won a prize.
You want a trip to Venezuela?
You want a trip to Venezuela and you get to be queen for a day. She'd probably jump at it. We could have a news crew follow her down. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree with you. I really do. I really wish we could ship the people down there that really want that to happen.
I think they need to see what the results of that type of government are, becomes.
That box of rocks. Because they're making it seem really pretty.
Sure they do.
I always love to just listen to the hypocrisy because I always think it's kind of fun just to remind ourselves. So I really do. I'm itching to play the Harry Reid mumbly, shrill, Feinstein. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to these guys for just a second about the wall. Oh, and Clinton, I think, is in there. Let's just give it a listen just for 1 second because this is what the argument's about, right? The wall. Okay, let's just play this. I love this.
If making it easy to be an illegal alien isn't enough, how about offering a reward for being an illegal immigrant? No sane country would do that, right? Guess again. If you break our laws by entering this country without permission and give birth to a child, we reward that child with U.S. citizenship and guarantee of full access to all public and social services this society provides.
It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop
it with that passion.
I think we can enforce our borders. I think we should enforce our borders.
Feinstein.
To have a situation where 40% of the babies born on Medicaid in California today are born of illegal immigrants creates a very real problem.
I'm deeply opposed to illegal immigration, and I call on the federal government, the president, the immigration services to stop the inflow of illegal immigrants into this country.
I believe we have very serious immigration problems in this country. I think, as you've heard today, sanctions against employers who hire illegal immigrants is virtually non-existent. Our border is very porous.
Well, look, I voted numerous times when I was a senator to spend money to build a barrier to try to prevent illegal immigrants from coming in. And I do think you have to control your borders.
We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants.
The lie to get your vote,
is that illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple.
Plain and simple.
Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress.
Wow. It's hard to believe, isn't it? I mean, it's really hard to believe. It reminds me of this song. I love this song.
Chrissy, and me and my crew are going to bust a song for you.
That's right, yeah.
Hip, 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 hypocrisy. You're not being straight with me. You're thinking one thing,
yep,
brother,
that's about it. Yeah.
But you're saying the other. Hip, 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 hypocrisy.
Oh, sing it. No, oh, sing it.
I think those clips came from a parallel universe.
I think so, too. It's the Mandela effect. Oh, man. Well, you know what's funny is when you go back to all those clips, and the one thing they have in common is what? What do you think the one thing they have in common is? They were all in the beginning of their career.
Oh,
gotta get in, get the vote, tell people what they want to hear. What does that tell us? Everybody wants to hear about a wall.
Right.
Yeah. So the bogus polls coming back that say 2% of Americans want a wall. I'm so tired of seeing these things because they got elected because they said build a wall. So we need to build the wall. This is such an easy thing.
What we need to do is quit believing in polls.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If the minute somebody tells you this poll said this, you know it's a lie. Now.
Yeah.
It's a lie.
Right. Or the minute they say that, you say, well, what was the question?
Yeah.
What was the question? Because that's all in how the question's framed, I do believe.
Absolutely.
But those clips were all in the beginning. And I think it's really unfortunate because you would think that the people that voted for them, I didn't vote for any of them, that voted for them would feel a bit lied to. But they don't. You know?
As odd as that
is. Yeah, they don't feel lied to. And that I always kind of find baffling too, is that we don't call them on it. And so I wish these clips were played again and again. If we had an honest media, you'd hear this on a loop going in and out of every show. But we don't, so they won't.
Almost every Democrat that announces that they're going to run for the nomination for the presidency is going to run into problems because of those kind of statements that they've made in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are going to be scrutinized before they get the nomination. Why did you say this? Why did you say that? You know, the three ladies, Kamala and, the ones that have already said they're going to run, all three of them have run into problems because of things they've said in the past.
Yeah, that's true. I can't argue. Yeah, you're right. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. We'll take your calls. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. Oh, on the Super Bowl, you know what we have to look forward to? The first male cheerleaders, NFL. And every guy in the stand went, ew.
The male cheerleaders.
Yeah. Ew. A collective ew. Yep. It's coming. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. We have a lot.
Hi, this is Lee with CBD American Shaman. I am thrilled to announce we are open for business. Stop in and try the best CBD products available on the market with free samples. Find out what works best for you. We have CBD experts on hand to answer all your questions. American Shaman is 9 times stronger than any other CBD. American Shaman is your source for natural wellness healing. Our products are all natural and organic. Located next to St. George Running Center at 2736 East Red Cliffs Drive, St. George. American Shaman, where you can realize your dream of a healthy mind, body, and spirit.
Southern Utah is such an amazing place to live and visit. Our area is full of beautiful scenery, fun things to do, great food, and excellent local businesses. We want to help everyone discover the very best places in Southern Utah for entertainment, food, beverages, health and wellness, shopping, outdoor adventure, automotive, fitness, and more, as voted by you. The community. We are just days away from the time to nominate your favorite businesses for the Best of Southern Utah. Get more details at bestofsouthernutah.com.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4, Leeds.